everybody. Thanks for listening to the Adulting is Easy podcast. This is Lauren. I run the Adulting is Easy blog and podcast, which can be found at realadultingiseasy.com. The podcast can be found pretty much anywhere you will find podcasts, including the website, Spotify, etc. We've been off for a couple of weeks. I changed jobs and things like that. So thanks for your patience and thanks for listening. I'm joined again today by my little sister, Jenny. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? I'm back.
We back. Do you remember how to do this? I think I might have forgot.
I know. I think I'm a little rusty, but hopefully I'll get back into it pretty quickly.
So in case anybody's new to listening, Jenny, why don't you tell them about you?
Right. So my sister and I are 13 years apart. She's been adulting for a pretty long time. Not going to say ages.
Ouch.
But yeah, I'm in high school, so I'm getting to the point where I'm going to be an adult, so I'm learning a few things from her and teaching them to other kids my age. So.
Yep, here we go. So for today, we're going to make adulting a bit easier for you, Jenny, and all of our listeners by explaining a personal finance topic. I'm going to explain something to you since managing money is a big part of adulting. So today, Jenny, I'm going to tell you about the four most popular mortgages in the U.S.
All right, let's get going.
Get excited. So first of all, let's talk about what a mortgage is. If you ask Google, you get like a ton of different answers. But the simplest one that I was able to find was that a mortgage is a loan taken to purchase a property and guaranteed by that same property.
All right. That's about the extent of what I know of a mortgage right there.
So in a personal home, for example, the home buyer usually puts some money down and the lender pays the seller for the home. If the homeowner fails to make the required payments, the lender can foreclose on the home, and then the lender would own the property. This is called a secured loan because the home is collateral for the loan, right? Jenny, we've talked about student loans before, right? Those aren't secured, right? It's you going to school, taking out a loan to go to school. If you don't make those payments, the lender can't get the knowledge out of your head that they paid for.
Right.
Right.
So secured loans are a little bit sketchier for the buyer then?
What do you mean? Because something can be taken from them?
Yes.
Yes, but I tend to believe you should just pay back things that you say you'll pay back. So yeah. Shouldn't be too sketchy if you're just relatively responsible.
Unless you're a sketchy person.
No, that's not true. People make poor decisions. So there's a ton of different kinds of mortgages in the U.S. There's kind of four main ones, so we're going to talk about those today. So the most popular one, the first one we're going to talk about, is called a conventional mortgage. So this is, again, the most popular. Most mortgages in the U.S. are conventional, and these loans are guaranteed by a private lender or a government-sponsored enterprise. They are not offered or backed by the government, like some other mortgages are that we'll talk about. So home buyers are likely to qualify for a conventional mortgage with over a 700 credit score, a debt-to-income ratio below 36%, and a 20% down payment. There are other ways that you can do conventional loans with lower down payments. If you had a worse credit score, they would probably want more money down, but that's kind of the general profile of a conventional borrower. It is possible, like I said, to put less down, but then you pay what is called private mortgage insurance. So you pay these premiums on top of the principal, interest, taxes, and property insurance. So what this insurance is for is you're paying the insurance company in case you default on your loan.
Does that mean you have interest on top of interest?
It's like, insurance. Yeah, I mean, it's another thing that you're paying that you're not getting back. Yes.
Okay.
So you're paying that, and that's if you put less than 20% down. And basically, the reason for that is the lender thinks there's a higher chance that you default the more that you borrow on the home.
Okay.
Right?
That makes sense.
But 20%, you don't have to pay PMI. Now, when you are paying PMI, once you do own 20% of your house, say you put 10% down. I did this on my first house. I was only able to put 10% down. And then I paid PMI every month. Now, the PMI was only like $40 a month, which is pretty good. But when I had paid, I think it was like 5 years of payments, I had 20% equity in my home. And then the PMI was taken off the loan. Not just taken off, though. You have to call and ask. So the interest rates on conventional loans are typically fixed for the life of them. And then again, Jenny, we've talked about credit scores. I don't know if we've talked about debt to income, but there is a blog about that. So I'll put the credit scores blog and the debt to income blog in the show notes. That's all I've got so far for conventional loans. There is, if you go to realadultingiseasy.com, there is a blog that goes into more detail about that. But the purpose of today is to stay pretty high level. Any questions, Jen, before we go to the second kind of mortgage?
So generally, you can pay less the more you put down initially.
In interest?
Yeah, well, yeah, because you don't have to pay the PMI.
Right. Yep. Okay. So if you put my recommendation, if you can swing it, is to get a conventional loan and put 20% down. That's what we did on this house.
Okay.
All right, number two is called an adjustable rate mortgage, which is abbreviated ARM. And these have low introductory interest rates, and then they adjust after a period of time. So the new interest rate is then tied to an index, and then the new rate will be that index's rate plus a margin. Clear as mud?
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about a common ARM is a 5/1 mortgage, which means that the introductory period is 5 years, so you get a low rate for 5 years, and then the interest rate adjusts every 1 year after that. So ARMs are also usually capped. So for example, let's say fixed rate mortgages are like 4%. They're a little lower than that right now, but right around 4%. That's what we have on this house. A 5/1 ARM might have an introductory rate of 3.5% tied to the 1 year treasury security yield, which is kind of like their index, with a 3% margin and a cap of 6%. So that would mean in 5 years, if 1 year treasury securities are offering a 1.5% yield, you add the 3% margin to that, and then your new rate would be 4.5%.
Is that low? Moderately?
Like... Not anymore.
Okay.
Everything's kind of in the threes right this second.
Okay.
So for the highest credit ratings. But see, what you would have got in that exact example, you would have had the introductory rate of 3.5%. So I guess that's the reasoning there. Well, I know that's the reasoning. If you have if you're looking at fixed rate loans versus ARMs, the ARMs are going to have a lower interest rate for 5 years. If you think you're only going to be in the house 4 years, then you want to get the ARM.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So there's a time and a place for them. Some people, especially in the financial crisis, they got very surprised when their interest rates adjusted. And they were bad. I don't know if they didn't have caps on them or what. But see, in this example, we went from 3.5% introductory rate to a 4.5% upon adjustment. Not a big deal.
Yeah. So how drastic can they be then?
Well, most of them are capped at like 6 or 7%. Back in the day, it was probably like 10 or 11%. Very shocking.
So it skyrocketed out.
Yeah, it went quite a bit. And that was pretty shocking for people. And back in the day, too, this is a side note, you didn't have to have any income, any job, any assets, any papers. You could just buy a house.
Wow. Boomers, man.
I don't know. I think Gen X might have been involved. I'm not going to lie. But I don't think you can really blame the millennials too much because we were pretty young back then. But all right, on that, let's move along. Number three, we're going to talk about FHA loans. So these loans are issued by private lenders. However, they are backed by the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, and are designed to help low to moderate income families become homeowners. So the government will cover this mortgage in the event of a default. A borrower would be approved for an FHA loan with a lower credit score than a conventional mortgage. And also the down payment can be as low as 3.5% down. So we just talked about conventional loans, right? How you basically want to have 20% down with the conventional loan. Now you're only allowed to have, you only have to have 3.5%. So that's pretty good for people that don't make a ton of money. So now you don't have to pay, I don't think it's called, it's not called PMI for FHA loans. It's called a mortgage insurance premium. All right. So this is something that you pay up front, and then you also pay some of it every single month as well. And this is difficult, if not impossible, to cancel.
Oh.
So unlike with PMI, how when you get to 20%, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
With an FHA loan, if you want to remove that extra premium that you're paying every month, you basically have to refinance. It's very difficult to make it go away.
Okay, so if we're going to compare these, mm-hmm. the conventional one's, like, the most popular one, and then ARM is for, like, short periods of time, right?
Yes.
Like, shorter periods.
You can have it for a long period if you just go through the adjustments. Short periods, or if you think the interest rates are going to go down.
Okay, that makes sense. So then what's, like, the advantage of the FHA one?
You only have to put 3.5% down.
And it's static, right?
Yes,
unlike,
it's fixed.
Unlike ARM,
yes,
where it's like...
Yes. The interest rates are fixed, and they're going to be very close to what those are for a conventional loan. They might even be a little less sometimes, but your payment, of course, is going to be higher because of the mortgage insurance premium.
Got it. Okay.
And that's a percentage that you pay up front, and also that you pay every month. So those last two, in addition to the conventional, there are deeper dive blogs on both the adjustable rate mortgage and FHA mortgages as well. So number four, I don't know a ton about. It's called a veterans loan, basically a VA loan. And it's the Veterans Administration guarantees this loan. And it's for service members and surviving spouses. So there's often no down payment requirement, nor is there any private mortgage insurance. So no PMI, no MIP, no down payment, and closing costs are limited.
I didn't know there was that advantage for veterans. That's cool.
Yes, yes. Our country, you know, does pretty well by veterans generally. When it comes to mortgages. So, basically what it comes down to, Jenny, and you did a really good job of summarizing this a second ago, we're not all veterans, right? Thank you, everyone who is. That's awesome. You know, I applaud you so much and thank you for what you do. The terms of a VA loan, it's pretty hard to beat those, right? So if that's an option, I recommend definitely looking into that. Most aspiring American homeowners will have to choose, though, between conventional ARM and FHA mortgages. And each has its pros and cons. Conventional loans are the right choice if the home buyer wants to stay in the home for a while, has cash for a good down payment, has a good credit score, right? That's a good choice.
Yep.
ARMs are a good choice if the homeowner believes interest rates are going to go down or they're going to move out within the introductory period. FHA loans are a good way to get a home for a low down payment. Whichever the loan that Americans choose, the result is the same. We get to realize that dream of home ownership.
Awesome.
That's nice. So motivating.
You summed that up a lot better than I did.
No, you did great. You did great. Also, I wrote this, so so that's what I have prepared for us today. Again, as always, remember that managing money is a gigantic part of adulting, and part of that is buying a house. So did you learn some stuff, Jen?
Yes. ARM is my favorite acronym.
Yeah, but don't get it if you're going to live there a long time.
Okay.
So you can find the Adulting is Easy blog, a quick overview of mortgages at realadultingiseasy.com. I'll post that one, the one about credit scores, DTI, and those deeper dives into those specific mortgages in the show notes. And they were all posted on or around February 2020.
You can follow us on Twitter at adultingiseasy. We're also on Facebook. And you can email us at realadultingiseasy@gmail.com. You can also show your support at patreon.com/adultingiseasy.
Thanks again for listening, everybody. Hopefully we've made adulting a little easier for you.